Mole. ¿Verdad?
Okay.
Pero el perrito no la miró, ¿sí? No. La tenía metido adentro del patio y ellas pasaron, les escuchó la voz.
Okay, so let's go to our next step.
Vamos a nuestro próximo paso.
Step 44.
Paso número 44.
Of the 49 steps to Shavuot.
De los 49 pasos a Shavuot.
So this next step is accompanied by the previous one.
Así que este paso va junto con el previo.
That is to wash yourself.
Que es lavarse.
No, before the people, as they were there on Mount Sinai.
Ahí cuando el pueblo estaba en el monte Sinaí.
Yahweh ordained them to wash themselves.
Yahweh les ordenó lavarse.
Let's go to Shemot chapter 29.
Vamos a Shemot capítulo 29.
Exodus chapter 29.
Shemot 29.
Let me see here. Okay, let's go verse
21.
And you shall take of the dung that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aharon, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be set apart, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him.
Y con la Adam que estará sobre el Mizbeach, y con el aceite de la unción, rociará sobre Aharón, sobre sus ropas, sobre sus hijos, y sobre las ropas de estos, y él será apartado, y sus ropas, y sus hijos, y las ropas de sus hijos con él.
So, all the time that they used to work on the temple, doing sacrifice, they had to be washed.
Así que siempre que ellos estuvieran en el templo haciendo ofrendas, tenían que ser lavados.
And the only thing that you make them clean was what? Blood.
Y la única cosa que los podía limpiar era dam.
Today what cleans us?
Hoy qué es lo que nos limpia?
It's not the blood of bulls.
No es la dam de los becerros.
But it's the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Sino que es la dam de Yeshua HaMashiach.
That's what cleans us today.
Eso es lo que nos limpia hoy.
And that's why Yeshua, he shed his blood for us.
Y eso es por la razón por la cual Yeshua derramó su dam por nosotros.
So we could be clean. We could be washed.
Para que pudiéramos ser lavados.
And that's why it's important for you to accept Yeshua.
Y es por eso que es importante aceptar a Yeshua.
Because as you accept him, you are receiving that wash.
Porque al aceptarlo está uno aceptando esa lavada.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to Psalms Tehillim chapter 51.
Vamos a Tehillim capítulo 51.
Verse 2.
Versículo 2. 51:2.
It says, wash me.
Okay.
51 verse 2.
51, 2. Lávame más y más de mi maldad y límpiame de mi pecado.
Okay, so wash me truly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me.
Porque yo reconozco mis rebeliones y mi pecado está siempre delante de mí.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, as I was saying, when we have an encounter with Yahweh, what do? We begin to wash ourselves.
Entonces, como había dicho, cuando tenemos un encuentro con Yahweh, lo que hacemos es lavarnos.
Because we acknowledge our transgressions.
Porque reconocemos nuestras transgresiones.
And we understand that our sin is before Yahweh.
Y comprendemos que nuestro pecado está delante de Yahweh.
Let's go now to Ephesians chapter 5.
Vamos a Efesios, capítulo 5, Efesías 5.
On verse 26.
Versículo 26.
It says, that he might set it apart and cleanse it with the washing of Ma'in by the word.
Para apartarla, habiéndola purificado en el lavamiento del agua por la palabra.
So many times you wonder, how can I wash myself?
Muchas veces uno se pregunta, ¿cómo es que yo puedo lavarme?
You know, people, they wash themselves in different ways.
Gente se lava de formas diferentes.
I normally know, being born in Brazil, we normally take shower and then soap and wash ourselves.
Normalmente, habiendo sido nacido de Brasil, normalmente tomamos el agua y luego nos lavamos con jabón.
When I went to Africa, I learned a different way.
Cuando fui a África, aprendí una forma diferente.
Because they normally wear a cloth.
Porque normalmente usan una
toalla,
una ropa, una tela.
And, you know, they put soap on that cloth and they wash themselves with a cloth.
Y le ponen jabón a esa tela y se lavan con esa tela.
And most of them, they didn't have shower, they just had the tub.
Y muchos de ellos no tenían regadera, solamente tenían una tina.
The bathtub. And, you know, probably if we go to other place, we learn other ways.
Y si vamos a otros lugares, aprendemos de otras formas.
But just about, you know, your physical body.
Pero eso se trata de su cuerpo físico.
But we are not talking about the physical right here.
Pero no estamos hablando de lo físico.
We are talking about the spiritual.
Estamos hablando de lo ruajal.
And how we do then, how we wash.
Y de cómo hacemos eso, cómo lavamos.
Because our ruach also needs to be washed.
Porque nuestro ruach igual necesita ser lavado.
How do we do that?
Reading our
scriptures. Here we go. Yes, reading our scriptures.
Leyendo nuestras escrituras.
Because it's through the word of Yahweh that we are washed.
Porque es a través de la palabra de Yahweh que somos lavados.
So, yeah, you know, as you read, you're washing yourself, and sometimes you not perceive it.
Y uno al leer se está lavando y a veces ni lo percibe.
That's why, you know, sometimes you read, you don't understand, just keep on reading.
Y a veces cuando uno va leyendo y no entiende, pues siga leyendo.
Because it's helping you.
Porque le está ayudando.
It's washing you.
Le está lavando.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Con las alabanzas y con la oración también.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As we praise Yahweh and, you know, worship Him, we are also washing our being.
al adorar Yahweh, igual estamos lavando nuestro ser.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And we need to do that constantly.
Y necesitamos hacer eso constantemente.
Not just once in a while.
No solamente de vez en cuando.
There are some people that just read the scripture once a week.
Hay gente que solamente lee la escritura una vez por semana.
Try not to take a bath for one, you know, just try to take a bath once a week.
Traten de solo bañarse una vez a la semana.
Stinks.
You see how smelly you're gonna be.
Van a ver qué smelly van a estar.
Smelly.
Smelly. Yeah, that's what you're doing to your being.
Es lo que uno le está haciendo a su ser.
And sometimes you cannot feel that you're smelly.
Y a veces uno no puede sentir que uno es smelly.
But all the messages, you know, Yahweh, they're ooh.
Pero todos están hablando
en hindú. ¿Verdad? Hasta lo tumban aún.
My mom will say, you're smelling yourself.
Sí.
My mom will say, you're smelling yourself. Meaning like,
¿verdad?
You can't even, you think that what you're doing now is good, or what you know, and you think it smells good, it's not, it smells stinks.
And, you know, no matter what, if you don't take your bath, every day.
No importa si uno no se baña todos los yamim.
Some people they don't take bath, they just put perfume on them.
Hay gente que no se baña, solamente se pone perfume.
Thinking that they will, that it will help.
Pensando que va a ayudar.
I ask you, does it help?
Makes it worse. Makes it worse.
It makes worse. Because it's a mix there, you know.
It's
really bad.
The French people, you know. I used to travel by bus.
I don't know. I cannot talk about that. I have heard, but, you know, I never went there, so...
No, I traveled with some of them, and they just put a lot of...
Yeah, they use less water in Europe.
Yeah.
A few years ago, there was a flesh-eating virus.
Well, you know, sure. Just like I said, you know, each one of us, we have our own way to, you know... And, you know, when I went to Africa, at first I was surprised. Oh, wow, how can I do that?
Al principio, cuando yo llegué a África, me sorprendió. ¿Cómo es posible que yo pueda hacer eso?
And, you know, being there, I realized that it's even better than, you know, what I was used to.
Y estando ahí, me di cuenta que era mejor de lo que yo estaba acostumbrado.
So sometimes, you know... you know, washing yourself with the perfume will be even better. I don't know. You know.
Así que entonces, posiblemente lavarse con el perfume va a ser mejor. No sé.
But, you know, let us forget about the physical and...
Pero olvidémonos de lo físico.
Focus ourselves on the spiritual.
Y enfoquémonos en lo de Ruach.
Shavuot is at the door.
Shavuot está a la entrada.
And we need to be sure... that we are washed.
Tenemos que estar seguros de que estamos lavados.
That we are clean.
Que estamos limpios.
So Yeshua can marry us.
Para que Yeshua se pueda casar con nosotros.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. All right, let's go for our next step.
Vamos al próximo paso.
Step number 45.
Paso número 45.
That you'll be bride.
Que será novia.
We need to become the bride of Yeshua.
Necesitamos convertirnos en la novia de Yeshua.
Among, you know, 70 nations, Yahweh chose Israel to be his bride.
Entre 70 naciones, Yahweh escogió a Israel para ser su novia.
Why?
¿Por qué?
What about the other nations?
¿Qué tal las otras naciones?
Why Yahweh didn't choose them?
¿Por qué es que Yahweh no las escogió?
Because Israel was the only one up to accept everything Yahweh had to give them.
Porque Israel era la única que estaba dispuesta a aceptar todo lo que Yahweh tenía para darle.
Even before they hear what Yahweh had to offer, they said, we accept it.
Aún antes de escuchar todo lo que Yahweh tenía para ofrecerles, ellos dijeron, aceptamos.
We want.
Lo queremos.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And we need to be like that.
Y nosotros necesitamos ser así.
We need to do everything to have Yahweh in our lives.
Tenemos que hacer todo lo posible por tener a Yahweh en nuestras existencias.
Amen. And to be a bride is not, you know, that simple.
Y el ser una novia no es tan fácil.
You need to work really hard.
Uno necesita trabajar muy duro.
Because you want to please your future husband.
Porque uno quiere complacer a su esposo futuro.
Yahweh is ready to be committed with us.
Yahweh está listo para comprometerse con nosotros.
But many times we are the ones that's not ready to be committed to Yahweh.
Pero muchas veces nosotros somos los que no estamos dispuestos a cometernos a Yahweh.
Many people they say that the bride of Yahweh is the church.
Mucha gente dice que la novia de Yahweh es la iglesia.
And that's not what we see in the scripture.
Y eso no es lo que vemos en la escritura.
The bride of Yahweh is
Israel.
Israel, and we always be.
La novia de Yahweh es Israel, y siempre lo será.
But not a rebellious Israel.
Pero no una Israel rebelde.
It's a Israel that's apt to love Yahweh.
Es una Israel que está dispuesta a apreciar a Yahweh.
Are you apt to love Yahweh?
¿Está usted dispuesto a apreciar a Yahweh?
To be committed to Him?
De estar comprometido con él.
To deny yourself and to surrender your lives to him.
De negarse a sí mismo y de rendirle su vida a él.
Then you're ready to be a bride.
Entonces está usted listo para ser una novia.
But if you are not apt to do all that, then you are not ready to be a bride.
Pero si no está listo para hacer todo eso, entonces no está listo para ser una novia.
And if you're not really ready to be a bride, you're not ready to get married.
Y si usted no está listo para ser una novia, no está listo para casarse.
You're not ready for Shavuot.
No está listo para Shavuot.
So I think we should stop here.
Así que creo que debemos de parar aquí.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. No more steps for you.
Ya no hay más pasos no. Para usted.
We stop here on the bride.
Aquí nos quedamos en la novia.
No, we have to go all the way.
Tenemos que ir todo el camino.
That's our life.
Esa es nuestra existencia.
We have to understand that without Yeshua, there is no life for us.
Tenemos que entender que sin Yeshua no hay existencia para nosotros.
We need Him.
Lo necesitamos.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to Revelations chapter 19.
Vamos a Kiriana, capítulo 19.
On verse 7.
Versículo 7.
Let us be glad and gilah and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife, or bride, has made herself ready.
Gocémonos y alegrémonos, y demos de tiferet, porque han llegado las bodas del Cordero, y su esposa se ha preparado.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So have you get yourself ready?
Así que ¿se ha usted preparado?
You should.
Debería.
Do you know why HaSatan, he hates us so much?
¿Saben por qué HaSatan nos odia tanto?
Because we have taken his place.
Porque hemos tomado su lugar.
HaSatan was the bride of Yahweh.
HaSatan era la novia de Yahweh.
But because of his rebellions.
Pero por causa de sus rebeliones.
He lost that privilege.
Perdió ese privilegio.
And we took his place.
Y tomamos su lugar.
And now when He looked at us. He just hates us.
Y cuando nos ve, nos odia.
And he wants to destroy us.
Y quiere destruirnos.
He wants us to become like him, rebellious.
Quiere que nos convirtamos como él, rebeldes.
And the first, you know, behavior of Hasatan was to take out the veil from his head.
Y el primer comportamiento de Hasatan era quitarse el velo de su cabeza.
To take out the covering.
De quitarse la cobertura.
That's a symbol of rebellion.
Ese es un símbolo de rebelión.
That's why we all have our head covering.
Es por eso que todos tenemos nuestra cobertura.
Because we don't want to be rebellious to Yahweh.
Porque no queremos ser rebeldes a Yahweh.
Para Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to chapter 21, the book of Revelation.
Vamos al capítulo 21 de Gilgana.
On verse 2.
Versículo 2.
And I, Yohanan, saw the set apart city, the renewed Jerusalem, coming down from Yahweh out of the Shemaim, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Y yo, Yohanan, vi la Kadosh ciudad, la nueva Jerusalem, descender del Shemaim de Elohim, dispuesta como una esposa ataviada para su marido.
Have you heard that music? Jerusalem, que bonita eres, calle de oro, madre cristal. In other words, saying that Jerusalem is beautiful.
En otras palabras, diciendo que Jerusalem es Jaffa.
This new Jerusalem is amazing.
Esta nueva Jerusalem es asombrosa.
It's so beautiful.
Es tan Jaffa.
And that's how Yahweh wants us to be.
Y eso es como Yahweh prefiere que estemos.
Yahweh wants his bride to be beautiful.
Yahweh quiere que su novia sea Jaffa.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Are you beautiful?
¿Es usted Jaffa?
Yes or no?
Sí o no?
Remember, how does Yahweh look at?
Inside.
Not as a man. Yahweh, he looks in the heart.
Acuérdense cómo es que Yahweh ve, no como un hombre, sino que él ve al corazón.
Once again, many of us, we are very concerned about our appearance.
Muchas veces, una vez más, estamos nosotros preocupados por nuestra apariencia.
No, we put makeup.
Nos ponemos maquillaje.
We go to the gym, work hard so we can be, you know, slim.
Vamos al gimnasio y trabajamos duro para estar delgados.
We put nice clothes on.
Nos ponemos unas ropas nice.
We shampoo for our hair.
Nos ponemos el shampoo en el cabello.
Because we are very concerned about our appearance.
Porque estamos muy preocupados por nuestra apariencia.
And then we work hard for it.
Y luego trabajamos duro para él.
We are willing to spend a lot of money for it.
Estamos dispuestos a gastar mucho dinero por ello.
But Yahweh is not looking at this.
Pero Yahweh no está viendo eso.
He's looking at your heart.
Él está viendo su corazón.
And how much are you spending to make your heart beautiful?
¿Y cuánto está usted gastando para hacer que su led se vea yafo?
How much are you spending to make your heart worthy of the presence of Yahweh?
¿Cuánto está usted gastando para hacer que su led sea digno de la presencia de Yahweh?
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So you need to understand that that is what Yahweh is looking for.
Así que deben de entender que eso es lo que Yahweh está buscando.
So you need to make yourself ready.
Así que necesita prepararse.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.